This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's getting late, obviously, and I'm in there with Steve Forbes and Jim Downey. It's the night before Steve's going to host SNL, and we still don't have a cold open.
Ugh.
Now, we know we got to do something with the flat tax.
Yes.
But what? And of course, Steve's pitches are all like, maybe we could explain how good it would be for the American people.
Right.
Jim's going, Flat Stanley, there's something
I
there.
Was thinking that exact thing. Is there a way
there a
to
Flat Stanley
bring out, a like, to have Nora come out and, like, she's flat or something?
Well.
It's hard to figure out.
And yes, and we went through that. And then also, maybe it's something that Toonsis ran over is flat.
Okay. Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill gets very flat. And so all of these are on the table. Steve keeps shooting them down. And
you'd
of course, we
like
try to honor what
time.
The host
Mr.
wants.
Mr. Bill would have to become flat.
You go, hey, that's really
okay.
That felt great. Yes. So
none of this is really cold open. Or wait.
It doesn't. Yeah. Yes. I think
you're not
it
saying
was
monologue.
All too,
you're saying cold open.
It's cold open. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is one of the times where we're going, let's just have the host do the cold open as a monologue.
Got it.
The monologue.
I love
it.
Yes. Those are the best episodes.
But ultimately, I just go, look, give the people what they want. Let's just let Steve riff.
Mm-hmm.
So we put him out there with nothing.
Watch him cook.
Virtuoso performance.
Wow.
And when we get right to the moment of truth where he's going to bring up TFT, he goes, the flat tax. And there's like an echo underneath it. And man, the fucking building lost its mind.
Just him saying it.
A lot of babies made that night in New York City, I'll tell you what.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking
Butt
and
dropping
names.
In the red carpet lineback hallways. This industry we call showbiz.
It's showbiz.
And it's showbiz, baby. Hollywood Handbook. What up, what up? We got a guest.
We have a guest.
We got a guest. A corker, in fact. How you feel about that?
Like, imagine doing this show in like an empty field with like no structure built around us. No mics, no machines, because we would have no money to buy them. And that's a world that we would be living in if not for Reggie Watts, who built this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I put down some stuff into it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. The entire structure, the whole foundation was laid.
Yeah.
And without a solid foundation, a house cannot stand.
No, this house will not stand.
This one, so you're telling me now the foundation's not solid?
Oh, no, it is. But if there wasn't a foundation, it just will not stand.
No, it won't. Mm-hmm. It won't.
It just will not. I wouldn't stand for it either.
Oh, I'd be sick to my stomach to see someone try to make a house with no foundation.
Yeah. And this is actually the first time we are spending time together, but we are best friends because there is a cardboard standee of you and Scott.
Oh, yes.
That has accompanied me through my Earwolf journey from the Hollywood. The other Hollywood office to this one.
To the one upstairs.
To the
from
one
here.
Yeah, to the other
long,
one.
Long ways
all
away.
The way down here. And the cardboard cutout has been there the whole time. And I've spent more time with you than with any member of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
and
really cool.
And I've enjoyed the time more.
Whoa.
You think about that.
That's the important part. Like when you first started talking
pleasure.
About it, I was like, oh, that's cool. But then like,
of course they won't hear that. So I don't have to worry about saying it. No. They don't listen to this.
No. I mean, I don't know, but I hope not.
No, but
for your sake.
But of course, Hayes doesn't know you, but of course, then we actually have met, and we did have some soup or something in Montreal in 2011.
In Montreal?
Yeah.
Tabarnak. No,
you had soup?
I think we had like pho or something like that. Yeah.
One-on-one?
No.
I don't know.
There's gotta be five people.
There's pho, five people.
Pho or five. There's either pho or five.
Be five pho.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, a little bit of pho. Man, it was sweet.
It was pretty pho.
The pho was sweet?
Yeah, the pho. It was sugary pho. Dessert, it was dessert pho. Pho. Yeah.
Oh, dessert pho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love that.
That's, yeah, with the frosted noodles.
Yeah.
Like soda instead of
served in
broth.
A thimble.
Yeah.
Oh, a little, yeah. Really little one.
Mm-hmm. Hot cola and a frosted noodle. It's dessert pho, and it's really good. It's they don't have it here yet.
Not yet, no.
But in Montreal, it's...
Yeah. Mm,
yeah, mm. Sacre Bleu.
Montreal. Tabarnak. Poutine.
And this is all we did up there.
That's all we did. We did that. And we got in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
for that.
God, yeah. They hated it.
They do not appreciate that.
Asked politely to stop so many times.
Yes, they did.
Kept giving him the business.
Yes, they were like, please, le fucking stop doing this. That's so polite.
Well, Reggie, of course you know that we're here to talk about a haunted house.
Of course. I love haunted house.
It's November 10th, which doesn't give us a ton of time to prepare our Halloween extravaganza.
Yes. We're a couple weeks behind when we normally like to start.
It's November 1st.
Yes. But we wanted to bring you in this year because, of course, you are a sort of a sonic mage.
Yep.
And you are inventing new things.
When I see you coming, I take my ears aside and I go, strap in, boys, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing that as a precaution.
Thank you. Yeah, I am too. And so are my ears because they're prepared then.
And so, so obviously we're getting ready for the big Hollywood Handbook Haunted House next year.
Bosch is loudly chewing on his chew bone.
Bosch is going directly to town.
He's going ham.
Bosch is just not like he's, he knows about auto parts, but he also knows about chewing a lot.
And that's a fact.
And he's got his own series on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Or, sorry, Amazon.
Well.
Yeah, well.
Can we say now? Are we allowed to say?
Was I not supposed to say that?
That it's going to Netflix.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we are moving. We're moving over.
I'm excited about Haunted House.
Okay, so yes, Haunted House.
I'm excited about Haunted House. Kevin, write that down. Kevin, write, because the poster's going to say that Reggie said that.
Yes.
And that, I think, is going to sell some tickets. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about Haunted House.
Should we talk about the one that we did this past year for just like areas of improvement?
Absolutely, yeah.
Visual effects were great. Very good slime. The mm-hmm. best slime of any haunted house.
Yes, the texture was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would rival... technically, it would probably rival, I'm guessing, just by your description how enthusiastic you are, I'm guessing it would rival, not necessarily in the news. No, not necessarily.
You can't do that on television?
You cannot do that on television.
And it's funny you bring that up because we did have Barf from Barf's Burgers
there
as well.
Oh, that's great.
And he made some disgusting smells that we all were happy with.
God.
The nastiest witch... we've had so far. Mm-hmm. Great witch.
Yeah.
The sound.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, we did a lot of political stuff this
week.
We did.
It was political as fuck.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was, and both sides got a licking. And both sides got a
licking. Talk about the scariest haunted house in the world.
Yeah.
It's probably, if you think about it, it could be the White House.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. You're excused.
So, but the sound sucked.
The sound was dog shit. You couldn't hear anyone. And the sounds that you did hear were very pleasant.
Oh.
And yeah, it sort of undercut the scares in a big way.
Yeah.
Visually, it was insane. We had a bathtub full of ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
We had a broom closet full of scary brooms.
Yep.
We had a bathtub that was empty, but you could just imagine what was in there, and it was sort of jagged looking.
Ooh. Oh, sharp bathtub.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The normal ones are very smooth and rounded off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We had hot Dracula. We had a sexy Dracula.
Yeah.
I just thought, I was like, it's so hot in here.
It was. So
yeah.
That was
he's in a sauna. Yeah.
He was saying that. It was very hot. And
what's up with the AC?
In the haunted house.
Crack a window or something.
Yes, please.
Jeez, man.
So hot.
Jeez, I guess it's good for you, but at a certain point.
I'm a vampire.
But we need new sounds.
Okay.
To help us, we do have engineer Jordan.
Oh, great.
She has a BA in vocal performance.
Jordan, talk about your degree.
I have a degree. I have a BA in vocal performance.
Okay. That's a...
Do you guys know each other from that world?
I don't know. We probably should, because it's a real small world.
There's also a billboard of you at my school. So.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
A billboard of me?
Yeah, a cutout billboard. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Talk about your school.
I went to school.
You have a school?
I have a school, yeah.
Whoa.
It's a very good school of sound effects. It's the Jordan Duffy Sound Effects School.
First and last name, always dangerous with this audience.
That's true. That's the...
I just want to say...
The Engineer Jordan Sound Effects School.
Kevin, I'm curious, did something get spilled in the corner over here? Bosh is licking the floor.
He's like doing push-ups and licking the floor. And covered in styrofoam particles.
Were you in here doing drugs, Kevin?
Wow.
Wait, Kevin,
really
where are
for it?
Kevin, come to fix this.
Oh, he might be getting paper towels or something.
What the hell? Gosh, Jesus. Hieronymus.
What did you find?
Jesus. Hieronymus is...
I mean, now we know where he gets the ideas for those crazy paintings.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
He's licking the friggin' GD floor.
I don't know what's up. It looks like just styrofoam, which I know that dogs love.
Kevin, can you not do your drugs in this room and leave them all over the floor?
Yeah.
And now Bosch is tripping billies, as Dave Matthews likes to say.
Look at that. He's just like, will you clean it up? I want to go over there and lick the corner more. There's nothing like a nice, hard, traction-y floor to lick.
A lot of stuff you lick doesn't lick back.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. What doesn't lick you ain't licking your back necessarily. Why is there a cardboard hostage in the... What? Where?
There is also a Julia Roberts cutout, too, that would be placed in the windows.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah, just for fun.
I would watch that.
I see.
Reggie and Julia, I'm watching that. You've sold one ticket.
Yes, and you've sold another one, too.
Yeah.
Reggie wants to see it.
I want to see it.
Jordan prides herself on having a really good, like, laugh.
Yes.
Like, a good podcast
I
laugh.
I do not pride
myself. I think, well, the one time we asked you what sound you were good at, and you were like, I'm really good at laughing, and it is on tape, and I'm happy to play it. And so I have a feeling that the cardboard cutout was for Jordan to look at Julia Roberts, who has a famously great laugh, and be like,
she does.
I'm coming, bitch.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm after your job.
Yeah. It's an inspiration.
Your time
She's
on top
shadow boxing every morning, just staring at the Julia Roberts and just working on her insane laugh. Oh, God. Yeah. And she's
shadow laughing.
Yeah. Homecoming.
She's laughing. Right
she does
now.
Have a good laugh.
You're home. You're home going. Yeah,
there's
Go home,
one,
bitch.
There's one movie. She has a great laugh.
Yeah,
all of the movies.
Enchanting Lady.
Oh, yes. I'm watching that as soon as I get home again.
It's my favorite.
My best friend's laugh.
There you go.
See?
There you go.
Getting her reps in.
Yep, get the crown. Unlock the crown.
Okay, what's a scary sound for our house?
Where do you start?
Well, we I guess be, you. So we walk you, in the door.
Like? Yeah.
The guy that lets you in is like a mean guy.
Yeah.
He's like Lurch. It's Lurch, but meaner than
yeah,
Lurch.
Yeah, Lurch is nice.
Merch.
It's merch. So there's a merch table at the front. And the guy working the merch.
A butler named Merch.
Yeah. Guy working the merch is like just not really paying attention to you. Yeah.
Just and trying to has like his own stuff.
Every size that you ask for, he's like, mm-hmm. we don't know.
We're out of it.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, what are you, an extra small?
Yeah, I mean, that's a scary sound. Like, you know, when, oh, you, yeah. when you're asking for a specific size mm-hmm. of merch, say it's a t-shirt, and someone's like, it almost goes in slow motion, we don't help. You're like, no.
It really should be Chef Kevin selling his aprons.
Yeah.
That's like, right. Chef Kevin is basically named merch at this point.
Yeah. Chef Kevin works our merch table, but then he insisted on merch with his face on it, which doesn't really make sense,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Are you sick to your stomach over that, Reggie?
Yeah. Who?
Are you sick to your stomach me? Over that?
Thinking who? About that.
Oh, me? Thinking oh, yeah. That? Sorry. I thought I was like, I didn't research that character. No. Hmm. No, I am.
Yeah,
I'm outraged.
I'm outraged. Yeah, I'd be livid. I am.
Yeah, it was weird. I had to.
It's me. I'm Reggie. I built the foundation yep. of the entire business, yeah. and then I come in, and some fucking dweeb.
Yeah,
is running a grift.
Yeah, is running a grift on the talent.
Well, you know what they say. Once grifted. Never look at one yeah. in the mouth.
Twice.
Yeah. In the
twice.
Horse in the mouth. Horse mouth.
Yep.
Grifted, shifted higher than the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am yeah. today.
I'll tell you what, I'm on cloud friggin', I don't know what number.
Yeah, I know. It's like you figured 9 used to be the highest.
Yeah, but they but must have improved so many by, other with all numbers. The technology. Yeah, and
probably,
we know there's way more numbers.
10 at least.
It has to be, right? It has at to. Least. We talk about this all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yes. It has to be at minimum 10 now.
Okay.
And can we just get that officially, like, mm-hmm. in the books?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm calling the freaking president,
yes,
nothing.
Uh-huh.
Barely anything.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they always fucking say. It's like, why do we elect these people?
Yeah. I go, every time I ask, he goes, we're trading calls.
Ugh.
You're trading calls?
Yeah.
It's a fucking phone call. It's been 2 weeks.
We'll have to see. Rosh Hashanah's coming up. Kwanzaa's just around the corner. We're gonna have to take a look at this again with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That is a scary sound.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks on either side of freaking Kwanzaa.
So you have to defeat Merch.
Yeah.
There's a like you get like a blunt axe.
Mm.
Yeah. When you go into the, that's like your first weapon.
Yeah. Yep.
Going into the haunted house.
It's a guitar made of blunts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Blacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Check out my blacks. Can someone who's not African American still use a blacks? Yes. Just in case you guys are wondering.
That's good news for me.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, so a blunt axe.
And so you get a new weapon. What's Merch's weapon? Every time you defeat one of the characters in the house, you are given a new weapon.
Oh, yeah, right.
Merch's and weapon coins. Is like a text. Merch's weapon is he texts you.
Okay, yeah. So that Chef Kevin, this is how he...
That's his weapon.
Yeah, that's how sense. He goes his power. Like, hey, guys, powerful. Sorry to bother you about this again. Yeah.
Hey, just checking in.
Hey, are we seriously out of mediums?
Just wanted to see if you guys looked at the designs for this.
The answer is always no.
No, Kevin, it doesn't work. The link you sent doesn't work. Sorry, that buys you like a week.
Sorry about that, guys.
You can't send links in text messages. I mean,
I'm sorry, guys. I suck.
No. Yes.
Yeah, then I'm in this position where I have to say he doesn't.
Sorry. I know. Too many texts.
That's terrible.
Something Kevin's been saying a lot.
That's a really tough challenge to put someone through, like, for the beginning of Haunted House.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But it gets easier.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, that's a hard
one. Oh, that's how?
Because then as soon as you get by there, it's a slide, twisty slide.
Okay, I thought you were doing traditional get harder as it goes.
No, no, no.
All right.
Mm-mm, no.
Well, I have to change my whole game plan now.
Okay, but then the twisty slide, what do we think? What kind of sound would that make?
The slide is saying that.
Yeah, the slide is like,
it kills. It kills for the slide to get slided on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
People's back, like pants pocket snaps are like scraping the slide.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Yeah. That's, man, this is a real challenge.
The slide has a rash in my mind.
Okay.
First of all, you're scared you could catch it. But second of all, just so uncomfortable for the slide.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's more about the slide. Like the slide being affected.
The slide is the star of the haunted house to me. I mean, it's a traditional haunted house, so of course the twisty slide is sort of the main event.
And there would be like a little monologue as you're approaching, like, "Hi, I'm the slide. Welcome to my slide."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
"I've got this rash, but I've had it for a few days, so I don't think it's contagious anymore."
Okay.
And then, you defeat it.
But what is the rash look like? Is it just like Dickkind. Like oxidation? Oh, it's dick rash.
Dickkind. Well, Richard Kind.
Oh, Dickkind. Yeah. Like Dickine.
It looks like Dickkind.
Yeah, Dickkind. Yeah.
Like Dickkind. Dickkind, bud. What kind of rash you got? Dickkind. I declined to answer.
Dickkind. That was his, Richard Kind's clothing brand.
Yeah, that's right. Dickkind.
Dickkind. Yeah.
Ein. Time. Okay, well, that helps a lot.
Defeated the slide. We got to get Engineer Jordan in here at some
because
point.
She's got this BA involved.
Oh, she
went and got
BA.
A degree to do this haunted
and
house.
And so she basically, this was her dream.
She invented to, like, a school.
She has a Bachelor Persons of the Arts.
Yeah. She like loves doing haunted house. Yeah.
Yeah, haunted house is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Haunted She's House very great. Excited about
Kevin.
House.
Write that down for the poster.
So Jordan, what's the
655?
The 655
or the 944, whatever it's called.
The
number, the scoop.
I thought you had a BA in vocal performance.
Yeah,
you don't even know what number is the scoop.
In scoop.
Come on, give us the scoop number.
Scoop
number is 1777779.
Oh shit! I won.
You had that
you
one?
Had one. Thank you.
Okay, it's a shower radio. You can pick any of these in a shower radio, but a spider rig.
Inshallah.
So what's the next part of the haunted house?
Oh, I'm asking you, what's your character that you prepared?
You get one noise.
My character is...
And Reggie will be grading the noise.
The woman with the ladder.
Okay.
Ah.
You could retract your BA.
Oh, wow.
The woman with the ladder, she has a ladder, but she's too scared to go up it.
Oh, she is scared.
She's scared.
Oh, and is she making you go under it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And when you go up the ladder, she throws potatoes at you.
Cooked or?
Some are cooked and some are raw.
Oh, no, and you don't know which is which.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah,
she's like, oh, which one are you going to get? But I'm scared of the ladder, so you got to go up it.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, wow. I don't know if that seems like a little too...
Is it a little too scary?
It's a little too
intense. Yeah. It's a haunted house, but...
Is this third, or is this, like, where would this happen? This would happen after the slide?
I would say the slide because you survived the rash, so I think you can do the potatoes.
We also,
yeah, I guess that's true.
We're kind of trying to give people a break from just like their day to day. You know what I mean? Okay. Just sort of like let people forget about their
something of
normal
escape.
Lives and stuff.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it's just mashed potatoes, like garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems better.
Yeah, I think that is a great improvement.
Yeah.
And Hayes, what a constructive way to give the note. And Jordan, what a fun solve.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to think of what sound she would make, but like if she threw the potatoes, like, so you're going up the ladder because she's too scared to go up the ladder, and I feel like it'd be like,
oh yeah,
that's what it would be like.
Good.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
that would fucking scare the balls off of me.
That would be scary, but then I also have the mashed potatoes, which would be pretty comforting.
Yes, and you can eat them while you go up the ladder.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it's cool. It kind of balances itself out. You're it's like terrified, but then it's tasty. Yeah.
There's a pleasant symmetry to Jordan's haunted house character, isn't there, guys?
Yeah, a lot of sim going on.
I think part of this
sim gym.
Jordan really kind of forced herself into this record.
Oh yeah,
and I think it. A lot of it has to do with getting Reggie to be a teacher at Jordan School. Is that the feeling that you're getting
as well?
That's
what's called Jordan School.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I took this recording.
Okay. Oh, well, that's easy. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. It's the Engineer Jordan School of Sounds.
Oh, School of Sounds.
Yeah.
Engineer Jordan.
School for Sound Drills.
School for Sound Drills, yeah.
For Sound Drills? That's great. Okay. I'll do it.
Yes.
Starting like.
And your first assignment is the haunted house. So this is actually your interview.
So we're already doing
it. A lot of the locals call it Jordan Brewniversity because you can drink brews with your teachers. Whoa. It's one of the only places where your teacher brews down with you.
Whoa.
Like a witch's brew?
Yeah. 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 Like Miles Davis.
Yeah. It's a lot like Miles Davis.
Oh, that would be scary if he came up. Oh no, you have to defeat Miles Davis. Bosh, defeat Miles Davis.
Oh gosh, I love it.
Chef Kevin, have a seat.
Chevin.
Chevin. Say hey, we got a Threedom fan.
So they started calling him that on Threedom, Reggie. Did you know that? Do you know about Threedom?
I've seen are pictures of the three of them.
Pictures of the postings and stuff.
That's the latest cash grab.
That's all I know. Whoa, cash grab, yeah.
Kevin, how are the aprons selling?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. They're doing pretty well. I'm glad you brought it up. We could use like a kind of a second push before the end of the year.
Thanksgiving must be a big holiday for Chef Kevin Apron.
That's right. So if you could go to podswag.com and check out the aprons, it's if you buy one and you buy a second one, you can get both of them pretty quickly. So
just for this holiday?
Just for the holiday, yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes you buy one, you get a second one, you get neither of them.
That can happen.
They cancel each other out.
Yeah, they negate each other.
Okay.
We're trying a new thing, though, where 1 + 1 will equal 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sales are great, but let's kick it.
Let's step it up. Let's kick some ass.
Okay.
Let's kick some ass.
That's a good
idea. And the joy that let's Kevin kick, felt saying ass. It seemed like he'd never been allowed to do that
before. Let's kick some ass.
Do we want to talk about the dragon noises?
All right.
Not today.
No.
Okay, so we won't do any dragon noises.
Let's talk about one.
All right, let's just pick one. The main one. So, Reggie, we talked about having like a really little tiny dragon that basically could be in your pocket.
Okay.
He's helping you?
Yeah, he's sort of your guide.
Pocket dragon.
Yeah.
Pragon. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pragon-ho.
Pragon-ho, yep.
Mm-hmm. So he is going to be named Haze.
Mm-hmm. That's my name.
He's a fun dragon.
Yep.
Z or S?
Ideally both.
I think it's H-A-Z-E.
Okay.
Because he is smoking that loud.
Right, he's smoking that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's smoking that stooky-ooky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's schwacking doinks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone can schwag a doink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so he's Haze, and he came to Blaze. Okay. And
yep.
he's part of his backstory is that he's best friends with Smaug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know why, but sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know they're both dragons. It just gives him something to talk about. You know?
I see.
You're in this house for a long time.
I didn't, yeah.
It's really long.
Okay,
and I see. You're going to be looking for, like, stuff to say.
A lot of the rooms are totally empty.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And but you're just so kind of going, like, it's sort of like something could happen, you know, but it doesn't.
There's a lot of waiting for the people in the next room to be done.
Yeah, it's not laid out in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great to know.
Yes.
So you'll want to be like, so what's, like, Smaug? What do you guys do? Like, you know, hang out.
What's Smaug like? Does he love gold? Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That helps.
Okay. And so basically what we need is just a couple wilds of Haze the dragon saying, hey, look out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's not going to be anything there so often that we feel like having that at least will keep your adrenaline up.
Okay. He'd be like, what's the situation again? Like, was he doing?
You're in an empty room. There's a dragon in your pocket who's your best friend. Uh-huh. He's guiding you. He is trying to make you believe is something in the room that you have to look out for so that you don't immediately turn around and ask for your money back at the top of the slide.
Okay. And he's in your pocket. Okay. As in, like, you're paying him to, like, do whatever.
He's in your shirt pocket,
So I guess we'll need a sound first of him unsnapping your shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Undoing
the
button.
Right. Cause at first he'd be like, you're like, what? And then if you open the pocket and you pull him out, he'd be like, look out.
Okay, so it wasn't really the pocket.
He wasn't being muffled by the fabric or anything.
Not that much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's manufactured by a company. He's a Muffet.
Oh, okay. Mm. So that's a combination of a muffin and a puppet?
Well, it's a muffled puppet.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so everything that they do or say is slightly muted or muffled.
Oh, okay. So now if you hold him up to your ear...
Yeah.
Is it getting any better?
It gets a little better. It's like, you know, instead of like, it's more like.
Okay, that was a little worse.
But it accidentally, I don't know how much you've listened to our show. I assume a ton.
Yeah.
But you sort of captured the essence of the show in a lot of ways where somebody asks, does it get better? And you go, it gets a little better, but then actually it gets a little worse.
You just got used to it a little more.
Yeah.
But it did get worse.
Yeah, you're more comfortable with it, but it is actually worse. And so that is really nice. And I think it honors what we've built here in a way.
I'm just putting together sort of the metaphor of Jordan playing the woman with the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what she did is Jordan's the first female engineer at Earwolf.
Whoa. Like ever?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
And time's out, right?
Yep. Time is finally out.
Time's out. Game on.
And what happened was they finally did put down a ladder.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan climbed up it. And then has taken the ladder and is carrying it around with her so that no other engineers can come up it.
Oh, I see.
Would you, right?
Yeah. I have my book bag with my laptop in it and the ladder.
The ladder's in your bag?
It's very heavy.
You've got the ladder. And if anybody else wants the ladder, you better kiss the ring.
Yeah.
You want to be an engineer at this place? Go ahead, come into Jordan and tell her what you can do for her. Because ladders ain't free in this town.
Yeah.
And there's only
one
hatch.
Very expensive.
How many rungs? Just so I know.
There is 64.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice round number of rungs.
That's mm-hmm. that's a. But they're only spaced like 1 inch apart.
Yes.
So it's almost
it's more
a ramp.
Of a washboard.
Yeah, it's a washboard.
That's why it's so heavy.
Right.
It's so
very,
compact.
It's very...
Yeah, and
it's
it fits
tall,
in your backpack with your laptop.
Yes.
It's good. Only,
actually fits in the laptop pocket, but it's thick as hell.
It's good. It's got 64 2-millimeter thick.
just lead runs.
1 inch spaced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
I have a very strong back now.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. That's great that you're getting all of that at once.
And some people say, like, you know, you come through the door and then you hold it open for the next person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jordan has shut the door and is using the ladder to wedge it under the
oh yeah
under the knob.
Yeah, classic.
And then there's like a little mail slot that she peeks out and she's like, gotta pay the toll.
She's got a little BB gun sticking out of the mail slot.
Totally. Yeah, that's, wow, this is that's so cool.
That's kind of a metaphor.
That's a great, it's just good planning and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not weird.
Well, what, yeah. And what we pitch for the haunted house reveals a lot about ourselves.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, all of this, I mean, this is shaping up to be one great house.
Don't
so
you
far.
Think it
Very
will be
excited
good?
About haunted yeah. house.
I think, yeah, haunted house is great.
Yeah. Haunted house is great. I'm excited for haunted house.
Yeah. Some people are going to just be talking about that. House.
Is there a reward for leaving the house?
For what?
For getting through the haunted house?
Oh.
A reward.
A reward?
Oh, like interesting.
Like a ward that's done again?
Yeah.
Not another ward.
Another ward. Reward.
Maybe you could like meet someone. So we do want to get little more of a celebrity presence in this.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Maybe
who
that's do
you,
the
can you help? Who could you get?
Can you connect us to anyone?
Judith Light.
Judith is waiting at the end.
Yeah.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. Holy flork.
Wow. The light at the end of
is
the tunnel
from your,
summoning
your
you.
Your Good Place sort of yeah, sequel.
Like, yeah. I mean, it is. I'm trying to like sneak it in because I want cross branding promotion.
Yeah, it's a little early to plug the Good Place spinoff.
Okay,
but,
sorry.
But sorry. I'm not against it. We can sit on the episode for a while, too. When do you think that's going to launch?
I'm hoping that it launches in Q4. Or, sorry, Q5.
Great
Q5,
launch Q.
Q522.
Oh, wow. That is such a great time to target.
Yeah.
We'll finally be ready again.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Target, too, because they're going to be...
They're doing
Cross
it?
Yeah, they promised to consider it.
Oh, wow. So it's
Target
sort of a superstore, Good Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Good Place in a superstore.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
And it'll be on Target.com, available exclusively through the app.
Definitely through the app. Although Target, I don't know if I consider it a superstore.
Really?
Well, it's not like Cloud9.
That's true.
No, it's not like Cloud9. I mean, I'd say it's a store.
You think Target's just an average store?
It's just
store?
A store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's where you
what
store
makes
stuff.
A store super, Reggie?
Horsepower.
Bye. Did you have anything to plug?
Yeah, where do I put this? I
put it right here.
I brought a vacuum. plug. Do I have anything to plug? I don't know. I mean, I want to.
Yeah. Wouldn't do much.
I don't know if it do much. I don't know if I'm trying to think of something that I could plug, but I don't really have.
I'm saying like if you did, even if you had like a big thing.
Yeah.
Whatever we're bringing to it is not going to.
Okay. Plugging it here. Yeah. Not the most effective. You'd be better off, I think, walking down the street and just telling someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more effective.
And then they tell like two people, you know, that could be really smart.
That, yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, you know what? It wouldn't hurt. So,
okay, yeah.
I guess I'll,
so you're going to do that.
Plug it up.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'd like to plug... I'd like to plug anybody that has a dream.
Oh, finally.
And I'd like to plug them up and just see how that dream like keeps building up and expanding until
they explode from the pressure of the dream inside them.
Yeah.
What a great image.
It's really nice.
They say follow your dreams, but they never say let your dreams fill you up until you're at capacity, and then Reggie's holding your nose closed, mm-hmm. and then your whole head just explodes. Your brains are on the wall from the big dream.
Yep.
And I don't know why that's not a more common expression.
It should be, at least in the House of Representatives.
Oh, please.
You know?
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.